It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Boulder naturalist Steve Jones.
Well, it's a beautiful, cool, late summer morning here in Bear Canyon in the Boulder Mountain Park. Those of us living in South Boulder have been reveling in the monsoon rains this summer. Since July 20, we've received more than 5 inches of rain. And it's sort of the opposite of the last two summers that were very dry. This summer we had a dry spring and now a really fruitful summer, and it's quite beautiful. There's still a lot of greenery up here. You have the sumac berries, you have the wild plums. Of course, we have apples up here that were planted by Europeans. But I think the biggest beneficiary of all this moisture has been the chokecherries this year. We're standing amid really healthy, beautiful chokecherry bushes. It's sort of like Christmas for chokecherries here. Now, these chokecherries are deep, deep purple in color. That means they are ripening. Oh, there's a hummingbird. Two hummingbirds coming into the chokecherry shrub. Ooh, that female's about 4 feet away from us. She just perched. Now, they're looking for insects. Many of the peoples of the Western Plains described the last full moon of the summer as the chokecherry moon. And, you know, the bears will get these very soon. You'll see the bear scat along the trail here, and giant bear scats just filled with chokecherry pits. But they haven't come down here yet. I'm not sure why. Yeah, you can hear the scolding catbird, and then looks like a chickadee. It's finding insects in the bush. When I'm out in the field, I eat chokecherries. It's forbidden to pick any wild fruits in the Boulder Mountain Park because we need them for the wildlife, especially the black bears, who without chokecherries they'd be in a lot of trouble. But I did pick a few in my backyard, so I thought we would share a couple here. I think they're unusually sweet this year. You know, the name chokecherry is because they're very astringent if you pick them when they're young. But Shelley, let's try them and see what they taste like.
They're still a little astringent
for you. For me, this is pretty good. And what I would normally do is wait till the first frost hits, and they shrivel up like raisins, and they lose almost all their astringency. But this was really the number one source of vitamin C on the Great Plains. And they're also strikingly beautiful. Beautiful dark purple berries. Onyx is a great description. Anyway, this is part of the gifts given to us by nature, and the Lakota and many other tribes choose this time of the year to celebrate the sun dance, which is a celebration of the gift of life from the sun. Chokecherries are part of those ceremonies. If you'd like to know more about chokecherries and their ceremonial uses, there's some excellent articles in the Lakota Times, which is easy to find online. One of the titles is Kanpa Chokecherries. So I think when we're out here walking, we can photograph them, look at them, honor them. And if you have a big backyard, it's very likely you have chokecherries growing in your backyard or along the sidewalk near where you live, and you can taste them from time to time. And just relish that flavor, which is the flavor of the gift of life.
Steve Jones is the author of the new book, Nourishing Waters, Comforting Sky, and co-author of Butterflies of the Colorado Front Range.